to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM as well. Always streaming on the Devil Radio app. And Brian, you know, before we dive into our Juneteenth update, I do want to give kind of a little tangent off of Jack from Merrimack's call.
Mac from Jeremac.
Yeah, just all the different letters. But Jack brings out an interesting point for conventions to keep an eye on. And one of the things I saw when I was catching up on stories is there was a request from the Republican Party of Wisconsin to identify boaters in the La Crosse area to do a Trump Ron Johnson boat parade outside of the DPW that's going to be coming to La Crosse later this week. They want to get at least 10 boats with Ron Johnson flags and Trump flags out on the Mississippi River by the convention center.
You know, last time there was a real convention of people with a bunch of boats and Trump flags, I think they sunk a bunch of other smaller craft.
Some of the participants in that parade ended up at the bottom of the body of water. I think that was in Tampa. I could be wrong. It might have been a different city down in Florida. But
let's not disparage Florida. They've had enough heaped onto them.
The boat parade, I feel like, would not necessarily be the same optics that you'd want after that occurrence. But apparently the RPW is like, no, let's do that on the Mississippi River. So that was one of the interesting things that I saw. A little bit more humorous rather than scary, like Texas seceding from the Union.
Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but
it's fine.
It's fine. It's all fine.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's
that
fine.
Meme I think about constantly, Brian.
The burning one, or there were the frog in water.
The little, it's like a dog, or I believe he's a dog sitting sipping coffee, just saying
side
it's
eye.
Fine.
It's fine. It's burning. Fine. It's fine as long as the coffee's warm. It's really, really how it works. That's Texas.
So
what
keep,
a wonderful
keep
place.
An eye out though for a boat parade potentially happening on the Mississippi River later this week.
You know what? When I go out on a boat parade and do that, it's fine. My friends in the bars in Chicago, all the bartenders in certain areas, we would get together and rent houseboats in Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
And you'd basically just rent a houseboat and live there for a week and completely destroy yourself in every way, shape, or form. Just completely defile yourself. One time we were up there with our, and there was a big giant boat with a giant Confederate flag on it.
I saw a lot of those this past week, really.
Yeah. And, you know, okay, no. So a friend of mine and a couple of friends of mine ran out there and stole the flag. They did an entire, like, Indiana Jones type of thing, like, swam across the water.
Oh,
and, like, we were all watching, like, because we all had, like, a pontoon, like, that connected all couple boats and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you had, like, several boats that were moored together on a pontoon. It was awesome. And a concert there and everything. It was great. Anyway, so my guys snuck across the water to this big boat with a Confederate flag in the back of it. And you could see, like a movie, you could see, like, the people, like, the big giant drunk guy wandering back to the cooler, grabbing a couple beers and coming back. But then, like,
the flag's missing.
But, like, didn't notice yet. But, like, they snuck up and they saw, like, they looked out for each other, snuck up on it, and then, you know, pulled it off and snuck back. And then we took a lot of pictures with it. And one of our black friends slept with it as a cape and then woke up in the morning and was like super Confederate man in the morning. Like he wore it like a superhero cape because the guy woke up in the morning and didn't find out until later. And of course he's this giant rednecky guy, like freaking out and yelling, blah, 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 blah. And then my buddy comes out and he's like, I am super, whatever, you know, it just, it was offensive all over, but we all ended up making friends. And the guy was like, look, I get it. I won't fly the flag and everything, but that actually was like my granddaddy's flag type of thing. And shook and talked about it and we moved on. I really don't think he ever didn't fly it anymore, but you know what I mean? Like, it at least was ended amicably and no fisticuffs, but yeah, that's that happened in the 2000s.
Yeah, well, and Brian, this the Juneteenth celebration, it's now taking place. Today is the first time that the federal government has observed Juneteenth as a federal holiday. But Milwaukee's been doing it for years, celebrating Juneteenth.
Since the 70s, right?
Since 1971, one of the longest running Juneteenth celebrations in the nation.
Thousands of people were there this weekend.
Yeah, thousands of people celebrating in Milwaukee yesterday at the event. And I don't understand how that's not talked about more, Brian. That
it should be a source of pride. It should be a source of wonderful excitement. And by the way, a huge source of commerce.
Milwaukee is the festival city. Milwaukee does festivals for absolutely everything. And the fact that we're only like, I think, Brian, that Juneteenth is about 3 years ago when a lot of what is the reckoning of talking about race at the national level and talking about Juneteenth and coming up and addressing some of these things that now Republicans want to brand as critical race theory and say, oh, well, you can't teach those things. It's been a revival and a backlash so quickly around this.
Yeah.
But how is it not more celebrated that the city of Milwaukee has one of the longest running Juneteenth celebrations in the nation? And the way that sometimes the outlets here in Wisconsin talk about it, Juneteenth and other associated aspects of the nation's past.
Yeah. The nightly news last night that I saw, the local one, led with two murders first. And then, by the way, Juneteenth.
Then thousands of people celebrating, enjoying, and having a good time. But first, we got to tell you about two murders. I don't understand how we can't talk about these things in a more productive light. But I guess when you've got the backlash coming saying, well, we're going to ban our kids from learning about this altogether, it makes it a little bit more difficult for people to talk about, I guess.
Yep. But you know what? It's not going to be difficult to talk about. The insurrection hearings that we're going to talk about with
Matt Rothschild.
Matt Rothschild will be joining us just a second ago. This whole entire board thing is really confusing me right now.
Where Brian's getting his bearings associated. Luke's back. We're catching things up. We got Matt Rothschild of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign coming up next.